Proclamation number 4937 of 16th of July, 1950. Limits of knowledge. Crossing them. No limit is set for your knowledge, but you set it for yourselves through your will and your state of maturity of the soul. For you can change both your will and the soul's state of maturity, and therefore it is you yourselves who set a limit to knowledge. Ignorance, thus a lack of knowledge, is the result of your still great distance from me. If you now reduce this distance of your own free will, then you will also enter the state of realization. Thus you will receive knowledge which corresponds to the truth and thus guides you into realization. And depending on your striving to get close to me, the state of light in you, which therefore corresponds to the knowledge of truth, will increase, and that unlimitedly from me. As soon as you fulfill your purpose of earthly life, that is, as soon as you strive to become perfect, i.e., to shape yourselves into my image through a life of love, the penetration of truthful knowledge is a matter of course, because it results from living according to my will, from the transformation into love itself, that you enter the state of knowledge again from the state of ignorance, into a state of light which was originally granted to you and which you lost through your own fault. Love and knowledge of the pure truth therefore belong together. It makes the human being a divine being again, which he was from the beginning. Nothing remains hidden to the human being from me. He can penetrate all secrets if only he chooses the right path. The connection with me, who knows about everything, through activity in love. Consequently, there are no limits to the human being's knowledge, for I will not withhold anything from anyone who researches with me and about me if he is worthy of the truth to the fullest extent through his way of life. For even such areas can be researched with my support which are unfathomable to the human being's intellect as soon as his will strives for it, but at the same time the will also applies to his perfection. For I set conditions for the distribution of pure truth, of knowledge, which I alone can impart. And these conditions must be fulfilled. The shaping into love is the first condition. Otherwise the human being would not be worthy and also unable to receive the knowledge imparted to him by me. He first has to shape himself into a receptacle of the divine spirit in order to then be introduced by my spirit into deepest knowledge which is unlimited for the one who wants to exceed the limits set by his intellect. Yet this will only be understandable to the human being who has created the evidence for himself through a life of love and serious striving for truth and has therefore already become knowledgeable. The intellectual person, however, cannot provide the proof, for he does not accept the knowledge gained through spiritual activity as truth either, and therefore he will never be able to exceed the limits of knowledge which were set for him as a human being. Amen.